Tainus, Berg Alf Mishnah Dalet, Higia Shivasar b'mar cheshvan v'lo yordu gishamim. If the 17th of mar cheshvan came and the rain didn't pass, the 17th of mar cheshvan is the third time of rain. So the first is the third of mar cheshvan, then we have the 7th, and then we have the 17th. Those are the three periods of rain that have now passed. Hischilu ha-yechidim misanin sholosh tanius. The yechidim, the Rav says, tamid echam, Tesyantiv brings that it's even more than that, that it was tamid echam, that are miyuchadim b'maseihem. They were exemplary in their actions. These were big tzaddikim that were fitting to be the leaders of the people. So these people would fast three tanias. It would be a Monday, Thursday, Monday. Beis, hey, beis. Ochlin v'shos mishachashecha. But on these fasts, they would eat at night, similar to, like for example, Asar B'Tevis, Shivas B'Tamas, where we eat at night, but they just fast during the day. And they can eat and drink at night up until the Rav says, Amud HaShachar, as long as they didn't sleep. But once they go to sleep at night, the Rav says, they're not allowed to eat and drink if they would happen to wake up before it's day. Unless they made a t'nai before they went to sleep, that if they get up, they're going to be able to eat and drink. The Rav says there are those that hold that drinking is mutter, even if they didn't make a t'nai, because it's almost as if there was an initial condition that when one went to sleep, it was understood that if he would wake up, he would drink anyway. Umutarn b'mlacha, uvrechitza, uvesicha, and it's mutter for them to do m'lacha during these days. Sounds like any malacha, over chitza and washing, over sicha and anointing, over ilas asandal, wearing leather shoes, over tashmish amita, and marital relations. All these things would be mutter for them to do at this point.